Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think I've probably watched Lindy coach about as many games as I've actually played, more than the amount of games I played for the Sabres. So he was my favorite coach growing up. That was the teams that I watched and sat on the couch and watched with my dad, and to see what he was able to do with those teams was really cool. It was really special. I got to actually meet him for the first time this year, and I didn't even think about that. Lindy's a great coach, a really smart guy. I've always been a huge fan of his. That'd be pretty cool, though. Dreams come true for me.
Alex Tuch yesterday, Sabres locker cleanout, asked about Lindy Ruff as a potential coach. Add a name to the list. How about Mike Sullivan, Penguins coach, who could be fired?
Mm-hmm.
Been there for a long time, missed the playoffs two straight years, did win two cups. Mike Sullivan, Chad DeMenesis just tweeting out a theory about that. There are connections to Pittsburgh, and, you know, the Sabres GM the other day sounded like he knows exactly what he wants, and maybe even to the point where he knows who he's going to get. We'll see. So if Mike Sullivan does get fired.
Yeah, there are connections there. Jason Carmanos comes from that organization, Ventura. So he would fit that profile to a T. He's won a cup. Right, he won a cup. He won multiple cups.
Two.
He's both of those second run.
Yep.
Yeah. So that would be a credibility hire. You would put yourself back on the map league-wide if you made a hire like that. Like, okay, they're ready. They're ready to win here.
A little bit. I wonder how much, but sure. More than other ideas.
They also have hired a Stanley Cup winning Penguins coach before.
That's right.
So, there's that.
And a Penguins GM.
So, I think I want to choose not to care about that, but...
And way back in the day, Penguins advisors, like guys like Ken Sawyer.
And Craig Patrick.
Yeah. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 1 week till the draft. Some point today, I got to
feel like it's further off still.
It
feels like we've been doing this for like 8 months.
No, it feels like it's coming. It's coming. Belichick yesterday said that all the draft stuff starts to leak 24 hours before the draft, and everything else is from agents. It's like everything you've heard is fake.
It's from an agent.
It's from agents. 24 hours before the draft, that changes. 24 or 12, I forget which one he said. But here we are.
Man, he had a day, huh? That report from Seth Wickersham and Jeremy Fowler, and then he goes on the Pat McAfee show. He's going to be, I guess, a part of their live draft coverage a week from tonight. So this is him starting to get into the media space a little bit. He's the part of that story from Wickersham is that he's close to signing a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions. And I'm not going to lie, he wasn't that bad on Pat McAfee yesterday.
And I expect him to be good.
Like, I think he's going to be better than we think. He even was like, you know, he wasn't his normal grumpy self. Like, he was out there smiling and whatever. Seemed like he was having a good time. So, well, maybe he'll actually be good at this.
The difference would be he would be choosing to go in front of microphones and, that job, as opposed to when he was a head coach, has to go out there and he does not want to talk to these people.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder, too, just what place his ego is in. It's kind of being reported his owner is out there, like, nuking opportunities for him
and
with both Atlanta and Washington. Yeah. Like, what the heck happened with him and Kraft that's happening?
Well, what's wrong with Kraft? Because then there's the whole documentary that's Kraft Dynasty Productions or whatever.
That it's kind of
trashes him.
Boston people have been calling it a hit piece against Belichick.
Yeah, and former players coming out to defend Belichick saying, like, I don't know who did this, but this is not what he's like.
Well, is Kraft bitter? Is Kraft bitter that Brady got away and won somewhere else?
Yes.
And he's holding that grudge against Belichick? That's probably all of it, I think. You let him retire somewhere else. We just talked about the Penguins with Crosby. Like, they should never let him play in another uniform. And maybe Kraft is mad at Belichick that you let Tom play in another uniform and win a Super Bowl in another uniform. And maybe he'll never forgive him for it.
Yeah, you told me he was cooked.
Right.
Turns out, speaking of the Patriots, you mentioned earlier they might not take a quarterback because they're not ready for the quarterback. They got rid of Tom Brady because they weren't ready for the quarterback.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, you know, they should try having quality receivers at some point in franchise history.
Another good piece.
They have a couple times.
But another good part of that story is for, like, why Belichick doesn't have a job. He's 71. Every team would know you're only getting him for a limited amount of time. And a good part of the reason why he didn't get a job somewhere is teams are looking at him saying, okay, who's going to replace you? Are you going to groom someone to replace you? Because look at his track record with coaches. Teams were afraid of all the coaches that come with him. I don't want Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels in my building and being the heir apparent to you. Like, I've got to start over in 2 years because I'm not going to want your guys. The guys you're going to want to replace you when you're too old, I'm not going to want any part of.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us if you'd like. We're 1 week from the draft, of course. Wide receiver train is still roaring full speed. And the Bills had a running back in for a workout. They've had the updated Bills top 30 visit.
Yeah.
It started with a lot of receivers.
And now it's starting to fill out.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean of Iowa, he's in for a 30 visit. He came in for one as well. Late first, early second rounder. Like, this would be a guy that, you know, you could peg for the Bills at 28.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills top 30 visits, it was four of the first five were receivers. Here's the full list as of right now. Pro Football Network has this. So I'll just go by position to see what we've learned.
Okay.
Trey Benson, we knew that, right?
Yep.
Troy Franklin, Devontae Walker, those are two receivers. Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle. Christian Boyd, defensive tackle. Marshawn Nealand, defensive end. Laiatu Latu, defensive end. We know about that. There was another defensive tackle, a Clemson defensive tackle. So they are very much, and I've got more still coming, you know, doing their due diligence, I suppose. Ryan Flournoy, Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman.
Did you have MJ Devonshire? I've got him on here as a corner from Pitt.
Okay.
That's on this list.
Three defensive tackles, here are the numbers of it, sorry. One, two, three, four, five. Five receivers, two running backs, one offensive lineman, three defensive tackles, two defensive ends, two corners, two defensive backs. That's what I've got so far. That's only 17, so more to come.
Yep. Receiver still the most?
Right? Still the most.
Still the most?
Still the most.
All right. The running back is the only one that kind of scares me there. Right, like that is, okay, why are you even thinking about a running back? It's still the one guy. It's Benson. Because the other running back, if he's going to be a day three pick, whatever. They're going to add a running back.
Yeah.
They need to. They only have three on the roster. One's Darrington Evans, who probably isn't a guy that you would expect to make the team. So they're going to need a running back at some point in the draft. Just bringing the guy in that is day two is just like, come on, why are you even thinking about a guy that would be going in that range? So I hope that's just due diligence. Maybe they think he'd fall to the fourth, or there's a chance he would fall to the fourth, and that's where they would nab him. But otherwise, like, I want to hold to confidence that the position they're still bringing the most in is receiver. Nothing else is that surprising. Defensive line, like, we would expect them to be bringing in a bunch of defensive linemen because they have needs there. They don't have the volume of players that they're going to need. They have four guys they could trust to play on the edge right now, and that's about it.
What's the worst case scenario? I mean, absolute worst.
I think...
I'll challenge you. Can you think of a worst one then? And again, I feel like the worst case scenario for picks 1 and 2, they tie together. I don't have a worst case first round pick unless you tell me what the second round pick is, and then it gets worse, right?
Right.
Worst case scenario is defense, running back.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the worst.
That is absolutely the worst. Yes.
Defense.
I could not imagine
running back.
Yeah.
And it seems ridiculous to consider it, but they have brought in a running back that could go late second round. Yeah. And I don't think they will do that, but I can't think of a worse scenario than defense.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Defense, running back.
Well, that would be...
And it really comes down to the running back portion of it, I guess. Because defense receiver is fine. Or receiver defense is fine. Defensive edge and then receiver is generally fine, too. Like, tackle. Defensive tackle receiver is fine. There's lots of things they can do. Any conversation that includes a running back with the second round pick is really... a worst-case scenario.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Would you... If you knew they were taking a receiver in round one, would you be like, okay, fine, running back in round two? You want to do running back in round two? I mean, I still would hate it.
I would still hate it.
But I would at least have my receiver. They go defense running back. What are they going to sit up there and say after? They're going to say, well, it didn't fall right on our board, right? We never got... The receiver didn't match up with where we graded him and where we were picking. It was not the best player on our board, so we're not going to force into it. And I'm going to lose my mind in the next year if they get up there and spin it that way. But is it impossible that they would do that? Is it impossible that they would pass on all receivers because the board just doesn't fall their way? Who had the other day 8 receivers going in round one? Someone had that, didn't they? 8 Yep. receivers going in round one. So what if 7 go before the Bills and they go, okay, well, we're doing defense because we're not picking a guy with a round 3 grade in round 1, so we're going to pass. And then they get to round 2, and it's the same circumstance because they put it off, and now more receivers have gone. Now there's 15 off the board, and they go, well, we want to pick offense, and we need to now we're going to have to run the ball more because we're not going to have the receivers, so we're going to pick a running back. And I'm going to be terrified going into next year because they're going to be running it more than they ever have before. It's not completely impossible. I don't think that they would do that. It's very unlikely.
I would think it's unlikely.
But is it impossible? They've drafted more day two running backs than any team in the league under Brandon Bean. Did you see the other day the breakdown of his picks and how they compare?
Yes.
To other GMs in football? Like
every time this happens, though, it's treated as if the Diggs trade didn't happen.
That's true.
And it's hard to do when you say, like, they haven't spent a single pick. Like, well, I know they traded a first.
Yep.
Which is spending it. It's not getting the same.
But other teams
return.
Do that, too.
That's right.
Like, the Eagles trade for A.J. Brown, and that doesn't go on the list.
That's right.
So, I know not everybody does. The Dolphins. Amongst the 25 GMs that have more than one draft under their belts, this is where Bean ranks in percentage of draft capital spent out of 25. Running back, 9th. Tight end, 3rd. Offensive line, 18th. Defensive line, 12th. Thought that would have been higher. Linebacker, 5th. Defensive back, 23rd. Wide receiver, 24th. Receiver and DB. Corner's not, I guess, DB. You're looping in the safety part of it, which is going to impact this a lot. But Bean does not, in his history, draft receivers high, and he doesn't draft defensive backs high. That could change in one draft, obviously, but running back and tight end being top 10 is just, man, I hope that changes over time. I hope they're done with that.
He'll speak today at 11 o'clock this morning. We'll carry it live during the Extra Point show. You know, the pre-draft stuff, you got to be careful, right? It's smokescreen season. You don't want to say too much. Although, this is usually the press conference where he's asked about trading up, and he would say, like he did last year. Didn't last year he say, you should bet against me trading up?
Yeah.
And then he did.
Yep.
So, I'm sure he'll have something prepared for that, like bet against it, or who knows what I'm going to do. I never know what I'm going to do. It is interesting to figure how he will answer that, right? Because I don't think he's out here to be dishonest. You don't want to give away the state secrets, but if he's asked, would you guys give consideration to moving up, what should his answer be? Everything's on the table, right? That's just an easy answer. Sure, everything's on the table. I know I move up a lot, but sure, if we see that it's there and we think the value's right, we wouldn't hesitate to do something, anything to make this football team better. I do think it's different this year in the timeline of the age of their team and having 10 picks. 8 of them are 128 and later. I'm sure they would entertain trading down and trading up. So we'll see what he has to say about that. That's today, 11 o'clock from One Bills Drive. Sabres locker cleanout was yesterday as well. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton coming up next segment.
Did you see, would this qualify under a juicy rumor, perhaps, from Dave Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, one of the NHL insiders? He said that he's heard that the Sabres this offseason will be looking for, well, like the title was improve their roster, which like that's not saying much.
Breaking news.
The Sabres are believed to be interested in adding a top 6 scoring winger.
All right.
And a third line center this offseason, either via trade or free agency.
Casey Mittelstadt.
Yeah. I mean, he qualifies. Yeah. Winger and center. Forward. And I like that he mentioned trade and free agency and not, they're just going to plug in Yuri Kulik, and that's our plan.
Who is the wing?
Well, you want this year's version of Alex DeBrincat?
Sure.
Who was traded each of the last two off-seasons? Yeah, you want this year's version of Alex DeBrincat. 30-goal guy?
How much of wanting that is replacing Jeff Skinner? Because they have seen it start to come down, and you pretty much should know, with Skinner, the best days are gone by. You pulled another great year out of him last year. This year that didn't happen, and you probably shouldn't count on that going forward.
Well, what are they going to do with him then?
I mean,
because that's a tough one.
I'm not talking about what they're going to do with him.
But
it's just a matter
him.
Of we need that production. Like Paterka's going to go to that top line maybe, and I don't know if Skinner's going to go on like a Cousins line.
Well,
he's about to get very protected minutes and offensive zone stuff, and
he scored 24 goals on the year. He did not score in the final 12 games. What happened in the final 12 games? They moved him off the Tage line and put him on Krebs line, and he didn't score. Not one time. He scored 24 goals in 58 games, I believe, before that. So what do you want to do? Do you want to chalk up 24 goals? Which, by the way, it's still like a 30-goal pace. He was leading the team in goals until like a month left. I don't know. Like, he doesn't look the same, but can I salvage one more year out of him playing in the top six? Because if I don't play him in the top six, I think it's pretty clear he's not. You can't have him in the lineup. He doesn't do anything for you in the bottom six. So you either are putting him with one of the top two centers that are going to get him to score 20 to 25 to 30 goals, or you need to buy him out. I don't think there's another alternative.
This team would not buy out Vladimir Sobotka. I don't think they're going to buy out Jeff Skinner.
Well, the third year of it is like $6.5 million on your cap. Like 3 years from now. And then you have three more years after that. Like, they're doing that. So that's a tough one. I like the idea of moving him off the top six, but it's, what did we just see happen? You're going to put him on a third line? Don't you want that line to be a little more defensive in nature? I don't know. Just, yeah. I don't know what to do with him.
Paul joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on locker cleanout and how things went. He talked to a number of the players, their message about needing to be more, well, pushed more by their head coach or by the organization. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.